Next patient is Robert VB. That is R-O-B-E-R-T, Robert. VB is W-I-H-B-E-Y. W-I-H-B-E-Y, VB. W-I-H-B-E-Y, B as in Y. Date of birth is 10-28-52. Date of visit is 8-29-22. Please make a copy for Priscilla Luong, L-U-O-N-G, Priscilla, P-R-I-S-C-I-L-L-A, M-D, Priscilla Luong, M-D. Next paragraph, dear Priscilla, thank you for sending Robert V.B. for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath with exertion. Status post CABG. And aortic valve replacement. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 69-year-old male who underwent coronary artery bypass grafting times 3 and aortic valve replacement on 5/17/22. The patient postoperatively was doing well and had no significant dyspnea postoperatively and was discharged in a satisfactory condition. Within a week post-op. And he has been experiencing shortness of breath with activity and was sent for a chest x-ray on 7/20/22, which showed no evidence of consolidation or pleural effusion, but there was an elevation of the left hemidiaphragm with basilar scarring on the left and or atelectasis period. The patient states he has an occasional cough, he brings up clear mucus. He had no fevers or chills. He does, however, have some left chest discomfort in the upper chest area and sometimes upon taking deep breaths. The patient has been seen by nephrology for chronic kidney disease, and he also is a diabetic and has been on insulin as at 50 units lentus per day. He has no significant leg swelling, denies any calf muscle pains, and denied fevers or chills. Next paragraph, his past history, the patient's past history, includes history of CABG times 3 and aortic valve replacement on May 17, 2022. The patient also has a past history for hypertension for over 10 years and has a history of diabetes mellitus type 2 and hyperlipidemia. He had glaucoma surgery. Next paragraph. Allergies. Oh, can you also add, the patient also has gastroesophageal reflux disease and chronic kidney disease. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient does not smoke. And denies significant alcohol use presently. He did smoke cigars occasionally. Next paragraph. Allergies none listed. Next paragraph. Medication list included pioglitazone 30 milligrams daily, famotidine 40 milligrams daily, glimepiride 2 milligrams, 2 tabs HS, simvastatin 80 milligrams daily, metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, lantus insulin 50 units sub Q HS, and vitamin C. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of myocardial infarct. Mother died of old age. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has no fatigue or fever, complaints of shortness of breath and occasional cough and some wheezing. He has no abdominal pains, but has some reflux and nausea. Denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains or leg swelling. He has no urinary frequency flank pains. He has easy bruising, and he has some joint pains, denies any leg or calf muscle pains. No headaches, blackouts, seizures, or memory loss. No skin rash. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white male has left no acute distress. There's no pallid cyanosis, ictus, or peripheral edema. His blood pressure is 122 over 70, pulse is 90, respirations 22, temperature 97.5. Weight is 233, saturation 96. HENT are non-phthalic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, supple, no venous distension, trachea, middle line, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased breath sounds of the periphery with occasional wheezes scattered. Heart sensor, regular S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities. Revealed no edema, no calf tenderness, reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Status post CABG times 3 and aortic valve replacement. Number 2 is left basilar atelectasis with pleural scarring. Number 3, history of diabetes mellitus type 2. Number 4 is hypertension. Number 5, possible obstructive sleep apnea. And number 6, exogenous obesity. Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to use a Ventil NHFA inhaler, 2 plus QIDPRN. Also advised to get a CT chest without contrast. And get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator study. It was advised to use an incentive parameter every 3 hours. It was also advised to use a Ventolin and HFA inhaler, Tupox QIDPRN, he was advised to lose weight, and a polysomnogram will be scheduled at a later date. A follow-up visit has been arranged for 3 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Priscilla Luong, L-U-O-N-G, Luong, M-D. Thank you for this consultation.